This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 16th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I really don't hardly know where to start at today. I've got more news and information than can possibly be crammed into 2 hours if I didn't take phone calls. But we're going to take phone calls because there's so much for the people to weigh in on. Yesterday, I tuned in to RBN, and it was a show I'd never tuned in. I think the name of it was Stop the Presses. And I heard some some really good phone calls from Tony in Chicago, Art, Off the Grid, Frank, North Carolina, and so it's important today that we take phone calls in the second hour. We'll get to them as soon as we can in the second hour, because I've got a lot of things that I want to talk about today. Number one, and we're going to be getting to this hopefully at the bottom of this first hour. Last week, a gentleman called in, Earl from Texas. Earl from Texas, I hope that you're listening this morning. I did not know, and I'm really shocked because I guess everybody tends to think they know. I do tend to think I know what is going on in the news. I mean, I spend a lot of my day every day on the internet and looking at the news. Earl from Texas brought up Europa, the final battle, and I promised I would watch that. I didn't even know what it was about. I'd never heard of it, which is much to my disbelief. This came out in 2017. When I got to looking into it, it's a 10-part, and I think 9 of the parts are an hour, and then 1 part is 2 hours. I didn't know that. I started on it Sunday morning. I've watched 7 parts, 7 of the 10 by now, and I will watch the rest, Earl, this weekend. Nothing has shook me to the core. And I've watched a lot of documentaries. I will just about guarantee you I've got more documentaries than anybody else. I used to buy them by the stacks at eBay. I've gave them away on this broadcast. I've literally got hundreds of documentary films, you know, Fluoride, you know, runs the gamut, but this Europa, the final battle is absolutely the best quality, best made. I did my own fact-checking best I could while I was going through it. I couldn't find a single thing in it that I could say was incorrect. This information here, and I've reached out to Europa twice to see if I could get them to come on and talk about this. Again, I've not completed it. But, you know, Earl's voice last week, he was so passionate about wanting everyone to watch it, and that's why normally I don't agree to watch stuff without knowing what the content is, because I always try to fulfill my word if I possibly can, and in this case, absolutely, I will. And I'm going to be playing some clips this hour to give you a little bit of a flavor from part one and part two. This is absolutely the best information ever of the treachery, the absolute war crime villains that Churchill is 100 times worse than Angela Merkel ever thought about being. Churchill is scum of the earth, okay? We knew Stalin was, FDR as well. This goes deep into the proof of the treachery, the planned genocide of the German people, the propaganda that they had promoted, that this war was somehow to liberate the German people from the Nazi oppression, was a complete fabrication, and it was a open-ended, intentional genocide of the German people. I'm here to tell you, I wish that I could mandate that everyone had to watch that documentary film. So far, through seven parts of it, it has boiled my blood to the core. That our media in this country, in an open conspiracy with the government and MacArthur, the only one trying to expose what was actually happening was Patton. And, of course, you know what happened to him. I interviewed the guy years ago that wrote the book. I forget. I think it was Killing Patton or something like that was the name of it. It's been probably 6-7 years. But anyway, this documentary film, and I'm sure the last 3 hours is going to be as gut-wrenching as the first seven, but it's a must. I thought Greatest Story Never Told was the best documentary, and it is a great documentary. I'm not taking a thing from Dennis Wise, but this breaks it down and breaks it down and breaks it down through the rapes, the murder, the mass graves, the intentional starvation after War II ended, the intentional starvation, the disarmed enemy forces, the Dwight D. Eisenhower new verbiage so that they could keep German prisoners without honoring the Geneva Convention. I'm here to tell you, if there has ever been a disgraceful shame on this country, on the president of FDR, and then, of course, his vice president, Truman, that took the presidency, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. The whole push of World War II has been the biggest hoax, blatant lie, and propaganda issued against the American people. That here we stand, damn near 70 years later, and we're just now being able to completely, well, I won't even say the word complete, but really unravel the complete treachery, the evilness that was the FDR administration, the Morgenthau plan. I'm here to tell you, you watch that documentary film and you tell me how you could stand up and pledge allegiance to an American flag. You watch that documentary and see the carnage that was needlessly wasted across Germany of the German people, women, children, babies. And stand back here, and what did they tell us? What did they call that generation? The greatest generation. You got a country the size of Great Britain, you know, the sun never set on the British Empire, and another country run by Jews in Russia took over the Bolshevik Revolution, that massive Russia, and we're supposed to believe Germany, the size of Texas, was out to conquer the world. I mean, the lies that's been told to us are un-freaking believable, and we've been brainwashed from birth about all of these lies. And so I'm just here to tell you, I'm going to play a couple of clips of it. I'm going to get off of that for right now, or I'll stay on it the whole 2 hours. Trust you me, I've been pissed off ever since I started watching this and started fact-checking this. I hope this documentary causes a worldwide revolution. Because let me tell you something. As Donald Trump just proved this week, voting's a joke. Okay, and we're going to get into the sad scenario that shook out this past week in Washington, D.C., and dig into it a little bit. And that's one reason I'm anxious next hour to get your phone calls, because I know you're digging into it too. But this past week, what did we see? We saw Andrew McCabe come out. He's got a book, and he's telling that there was a coup in the DOJ to topple the president. He's not under arrest. There's no special investigator. Nobody's doing a darn thing. Roger Stone's under a gag order. The corruption of this government is unbelievable. It's and it goes back decades. And the hope that, you know, I know Donald Trump's done some things that's benefited some people, but this one, this past week, about takes the cake. You know, national emergencies are nothing new. There's been 58 declared since 1976, and 31 are still current and in effect. You know, I did the story when Trump was inaugurated, how one of the first things he had to do was extend all these national emergencies, something that most people, you know, are not really aware of because, of course, mainstream media doesn't even discuss it. So let's get started right here. Congress passes veto-proof spending bill that encourages, I'm just reading the headline, people, mass immigration. Okay? Let me scroll down here and get started. Representative Mo Brooks is urging President Trump to veto a spending bill put forward by establishment Republicans and Democrats, telling SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News tonight the deal is really, really bad for America. Let me tell you how I was clued in. I was on my way to work yesterday. I turned it over to Glenn Beck. I'm not a fan of Glenn Beck, all right? And he was talking about how terrible this deal was. How terrible this bill was for the American people. I was like, Glenn Beck saying it's terrible? Man, it might really be bad. Brooks detailed all aspects that he said made the spending package a major problem for American citizens while benefiting illegal aliens, human smugglers, child traffickers, and the MS-13 gang and the Mexican cartels. That's what Representative Mo Brooks is saying. The spending bill includes, if you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, you may want to lay down. $1.3 billion for 55 miles of steel bollard fencing, whatever the hell that is. 55 miles is nothing, too. Nothing. An expansion of catch and release. Isn't catch and release the stupidest thing you've ever heard of? We're going to catch them, and then we'll just release them. You know, the only people I know of that play catch and release is people that fish. Why in the hell would the federal government of the United States, with our country overrun with illegal aliens, come up with such a stupid policy as catch and release? I'll tell you why. This is all part of the design to demographically destroy America. When you're being invaded, and immigration without assimilation is invasion. Donald Trump's at least got that part right. Without firing a shot, our country's being destroyed from within by the cultural Marxist sellout traitors that own our government. All right, so you got an expansion of catch and release. You can go to needtoknow.news and read this for yourself. And all of these you can click on and read, you know, what the expansion means. You can go into it more in depth. For the sake of time here today, I can't do it. You'll have to do it. A potential doubling of the annual low-skilled foreign workers imported into the U.S. A potential doubling of the low skilled foreign workers. Does anybody here know why people made $10 an hour in 1990 and they're still making a $10 an hour in 2019, 30 years later, half a lifetime? It's because we have been invaded by low-skilled workers that's suppressing the hourly wage for our native population of low-skilled workers. You don't have to be a mathematician. You don't have to be an economist to figure that one out. Less detention space for border crossers, so less space, so I guess we can just turn them loose. An amnesty pipeline. Less amnesty pipeline for unaccompanied alien children and their relatives. And their relatives. Now, listen to this. If you've got an unaccompanied minor child and you're the caregiver, you can't be deported. If you're living with an undocumented minor child, you can't be deported. I think if you even breathe near an undocumented alien child, you can't be deported in this legislation. Stipulations requiring local officials to approve all wall construction. So if the local bunch of sellout traders don't want to do it, it's done. So we'll have holes in what, the 55-mile wall? Choke holes on immigration enforcement at the border and in the interior. Right here would be a good place, Mike. Let's play Ann Coulter on KABC News yesterday. Let's play Ann Coulter, Mike.
I haven't spoken to her. I don't follow her. I don't talk to her. But the press loves to bring up the name Ann Coulter. And you know what? I think she's fine. I think she's good, but I just don't speak to her.
Hmm. Joining us to respond to that is
the
Ann
woman
Coulter.
That Trump doesn't know, Ann Coulter.
Good morning.
Thank God he's relieved me of any responsibility for what he's been doing.
Well, let's discuss.
That was the biggest favor anyone could do to me today.
Let's discuss why, because you've been...
The country's over, that's why.
Uh-oh, I saw that tweet that you put out
there. I hope you're enjoying having a radio show. Actually, your radio show can keep going, because you barely talk about politics. There's really no point.
Exactly.
And now, anybody else talking about this is just fooling the rubes with the national emergency. Oh, and I noticed, I just woke up before... to call into your show.
Wait, you didn't see the press conference live? You didn't hear him say you?
No, I just heard that for the first time.
Oh, my God.
But I checked to make sure that I was right. It didn't take a lot of, mm-hmm. I didn't have to go to a tarot card reader to figure out, is the president going to totally F over his base? Went to sleep last night thinking, yes, I think the answer is yes. I mean, more than any other presidential mandate in the history of the nation, Trump's mandate was to build wall. Other presidents who allegedly, and, you know, to some extent did have mandates, you know, LBJ not to get the country blown up, or FDR not to be Hoover and create Hooverville to do something about the Depression. But it wasn't for, you know, one specific policy, but moreover, any other president, Ronald Reagan, get the hostages home, win the Cold War, stop backing down to the Soviet Union. You know, these are mandates, but it was also, this is someone we trust as a competent man to run the government. This is a decent person who ought to be the commander-in-chief. Okay, none of that was true with Trump. No one thought, oh, yeah, look, he was governor of the biggest state in the union. He used to run the CIA. He was Reagan's vice president. He was, he was FDR's. No, it was one thing, the promise he made every single day at every
on his campaign
single
trail.
Speech.
Yeah.
So forget the fact that he's digging his own grave. This is just, look, the only national emergency is that our president is an idiot.
Well, you get into an argument here.
Now, breaking on KABC.
What do you think is going to happen with this money that he thinks he's going to be able to get by declaring this an emergency? Is it going to be blocked in the courts and he's just never going to get it done and now he can blame the courts?
I think that's what he and Jared and Ivanka and the rest of the Dream Team are hoping, because for some reason he really doesn't want to build a wall. Incidentally, he is not incompetent and an imbecile on every single issue, and I think it's worth saying this. Perhaps I'll write it up next week. My last column. Just kidding. I'm going to spend the rest of my columns denouncing the president for the rest of my life. But in defense of Trump supporters and those of us who fell for his BS, so, you know, don't get on your high horse, Jillian. Trump has been perfectly competent at a much more complicated subject, the judiciary. Donald Trump, until Brett Kavanaugh was presented to Donald Trump, he didn't know Brett Kavanaugh walked the earth. I promise you, to this day,
we'll
he has not
leave
read
it right there.
One
we'll
word.
We'll just cut that right there. You can go to Ann Coulter and watch the whole thing and Google it on YouTube. So there she says, it is the end of the country, according to Ann Coulter. Now let's go back to needtoknow.news and what Brooks was saying. Brooks said, if the president were to veto it, we would sustain his veto, Brooks said. I would certainly hope that the president will veto it because it's really bad for America. Brooks went on to slam the de facto amnesty provision of the illegal alien sponsors, household members, and relatives, as I just covered. If you even breathe near an unaccompanied alien minor, then the whole family can't be deported. Any sanctuary city or state potentially has the authority to block the construction of any wall during the physical year that they don't like or want. You've also got large tracts of federal government land where the president is prohibited from building a wall along the border. We'll finish this one up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Alternative media, Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We're going through this sad bill and state of affairs of where we find ourselves at in America today. I'm going to go back to the need to know news story with Representative Brooks. Any sanctuary city or state potentially has the authority to block the construction of any wall during the fiscal year that they don't like or want. You've also got large tracts of federal government land where the president is prohibited from building a wall along the border. With respect to immigration and custom enforcements, there's all sorts of limitations that are in effect. Amnesty for illegal aliens. I'm just reading it. If you have unaccompanied alien children. Remember all these just little children that just said, go north, young man or woman. You don't have any parents, but just show up in America somehow. And they did, and here we are. If you have an unaccompanied alien child in your household, then the entire household is exempt from being deported. If you're MS-13 drug cartel, what does this tell you? The thing to do is to kidnap or get a child, put that kid in your household, and boom, you're immune from deportation no matter how many drugs you sell or people you kill. What's the use of Donald Trump holding these press conferences and parading around these sad parents or wives or husbands and holding up pictures. If we're too cucked out, we're too sold out to do anything about this, I'd have more respect for him if he'd just come on and say, look, the whole system's corrupt. I thought I could drain the swamp. I can't. I'm part of the swamp. Kushner's in charge. Whatever. Nothing's going to happen. But that's about where I'm at now. You know, I hoped for the very best, but this the more you read of this, the worse it looks. Then you've got other language in the legislation that has the potential to restrict the ability of a president to build a wall under the emergency declaration that we anticipate tomorrow, said Brooks. While urging Trump to veto the spending package, the Alabama congressman also asked voters to flood the White House phone calls. Yeah. Specifically, Brooks said there are three provisions in the spending bill that could be interpreted by the courts to ultimately prevent the president from building a wall at the border, even through an emergency declaration. And, you know, these presidents have declared these emergencies over and over and over. The media didn't care. A lot of times people didn't even know. I mean, the average person don't know that the emergency declared by war criminal George W. Bush is still in effect, you know. But they're going to care this time. The media is going to be all over this. It's going to be going through the courts. And I don't, you know, if you're either, it's like this, you know. If you're going to build a wall around your house to keep your, you know, unruly neighbors or whatever out, it's stupid to build part of a wall. You know, you just build, you got a perimeter that's 300 feet, you know, 75 feet on each side or whatever, and you build a 60-foot wall, it's not going to do you any good. And that's the whole goal. This whole thing is smoke and mirrors. I don't think... with what we've seen, like in Mecklenburg County here in North Carolina, Charlotte, which I usually take out the A and put in the I, but anyway, you know, their sheriff's department won't cooperate with ICE, and ICE was down there making arrests this past week, and it's been the biggest deal ever. ICE is actually arresting criminals. You know, it's not just illegal aliens, it's an illegal alien that's committed some crimes. And the county commission down there don't like it. They're criticizing the police department because they dared to have a license check in the area. They think that's profiling. You know, they don't want these criminals to leave. They don't. And this isn't just the cultural Marxist communist Democrats. This is the sellout traitor Republicans. You know, I used to say it all the time. It's the two-party, one-party system. It couldn't be more true. It couldn't be more true. You know, Senator Burr from North Carolina heads the Senate Intelligence Committee. I did that story last Saturday that they had, after their two-year investigation, had said there was no collusion with Russia. That didn't make it to mainstream media till like a night or two ago. You know, a big delay, and of course it's not even heavily reported. I don't think Lester the Cuck Holt even done it on NBC Nightly News, so nobody even knows. And Mueller saying he may not even issue a report so that they can just keep this insanity going. I'm telling you what, the whole push is so corrupt, it's sickening. Washington, D.C., and the whole push, the Republicans and the Democrats, the media, the whole push is so corrupt, it's just sickening. It's just sickening. And for one, I don't know how people's going to react to this. I mean, you know... Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, these radio shows that's got these big audiences. I mean, Rush has really veered off into some different directions here of late. But they still try to keep you in this left-right paradigm. We're just one election away from taking it all back. We gotta get them Republicans in power in 2020, you know, so we can get the House back. And, you know, but they had total control from 16 to 18, wouldn't do jack. How many times can they... Can they rehash this old rehash, repackage this bunch of corruption and somehow sell it to America's progress? I'm here to tell you, people, you've been bamboozled. You've been conned. You've been gypped. You've been flim-flammed. You've been hoodwinked. You've been snookered.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Richard Gage, 9/11 Architects for 9/11 Truth, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's going to be coming on here in the coming weeks to give us a little bit of an update on some things that are happening. I haven't got it scheduled yet. I hadn't got it scheduled yet with Dennis either, but I will be on top of that. I think that'll be interesting. I'm going to shift gears here. When we go to the phones next hour, I want to get everyone's opinion. I mean, you can weigh in on whatever, but I'd like to see what y'all think about what's actually happening with Trump and the border. But if I don't play this here, I won't get to play it, so I'm going to have to do it right here. We're back to Europa, the final battle. Earl in Texas last week called in, and I'm here to tell you when I first started watching it, blew my mind. I wanted to give you a little bit of a flavor for it, and what we're going to play first is the first 5 minutes of video one. Again, it's a 10-part series. You can go online and buy this. It's not inexpensive, but if you watch it, you'll see why. So this is to give you a little bit. And then I've got another clip that really goes into exactly how this is done as far as destroying a nation. So let's go ahead, Mike, let's go ahead and play video one. This runs to 5 minutes and 3 seconds.
If there was one physical subject, one material subject that we should focus on, in my opinion, it is very clear that the head of the snake is the financial system. The whole point of finance is to indebt, otherwise to enslave. What is a mortgage? I mean, what does that stand for? It's a death grip. So when you get a mortgage, you have a death grip held over you because you are in debt. You don't even own the house. The bank owns the house that loaned you the money to buy the house, unless you're fortunate enough to have all the money to buy it outright. And even then, you can be taxed by the government. And if you fail to keep up with those taxes, the government can then take it from you. The whole system is based on a financial fraud, which effectively takes the power that we have and it gives it to a tiny group of individuals who are running the world through the control of finance. With the infinite supply of money that we have allowed them to take, they have literally an infinite supply of money. And with that money, and from their psychopathic point of view, they have bought everything and everyone who can be bought. So those of us who cannot be bought, because we operate on a level that goes way beyond the material, we are not rewarded for such behavior. We are punished for such behavior. And the most slovenly, disgustingly criminal, pedophilia, corrupt moral individuals, those are the ones that are rewarded in this system, which is upside down. We reward the pedophiles. We reward the corrupt. We reward the liars. We reward the people with no morals at all.
In the middle of the 19th century, Moses Hess formulated the first written principles of communism. In 1862, Hess, or the communist rabbi as he was called, wrote the book Rome and Jerusalem, in which he laid the foundations for a Jewish nationalist movement called Zionism. In the book, he called on the Jewish people to become separatists and to prepare for the creation of a future homogeneous Jewish ethno-state. Palestine would be occupied by the Jewish people. But the big problem was, Palestine was at this time 90 to 95% Arab. Hess argued that the international Jewish bankers would help in this realization of stealing the land of the Palestinians. Hess suggested in his book that one last race and class struggle were being developed between the Aryans and the Semites. In this fight, Hess predicted that the Jews would stand as winners and the Aryans as losers. The Jews would stand superior over all other peoples. And because Jews had preserved their racial purity over the centuries, it would give them a leading role in the world. Hess essentially promoted eugenics and racial hygiene for the Jews and talked about a future Jewish ethno-state. He also referred to Christianity as the religion of death. Fascinatingly, he predicted a future war in Europe with Germany, Italy, and Austria involved as a part of a race struggle. Moses Hess was also a close friend and collaborator two Jews, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, which he converted to communism and assisted them in their work with the Communist Manifesto in 1848. This proves that socialism, Marxism, communism, and Zionism in fact share the same roots. Although they travel different paths, they have the same common goal, domination of the world. Both work and plan for the day when the chosen race shall inherit the earth. Karl Marx, real name Moses Mordecai Levy, was descended
from a long line of famous rabbis who were so-called Talmudic scholars. Mark's grandfather was a rabbi by the name of Mordecai. In fact, his grandparents were related to the Jewish Rothschild family.
All right, that's to give you a little bit of a flavor of how it comes on. This thing details everything from there forward, Moses Hess forward, through World War II, the best that I have ever seen it detailed. I mean, a tremendous amount of work went into the making of this documentary. Now, that's video one, and that is how it comes on. That's the first 5 minutes of video one. I want to move over. This is video two, and we're going to play about 6 minutes of it here. And I want you to listen to the plan, how they demoralize, destabilize, create a crisis, and then bring about normalization. And then you tell me where we're at right now in this country. You listen to how they articulate how this plan works, and you tell me where we're at in this country. So let's play video two. It's 2304 to 2923.
On February 8, 1920, Sir Winston Churchill expressed his alarm over the world developments in an interview published in the Sunday Illustrated Herald, London. From the days of Adam Spartacus Weishaupt, to those of Karl Marx, to those of Trotsky, Bella Kuhn, Rosa Luxemburg, and Emma Goldman, this worldwide conspiracy for the overthrow of civilization and for the reconstruction of society on the basis of arrested development, of envious malevolence and impossible equality has been steadily growing. Ideological and cultural subversion is a subtle, gradual, and persistent undermining internally of another group's values, strength, and ways of life, with the aim of making them vulnerable. This is the strategy that the communists used when they infiltrated and took over societies from within, starting with Germany. The four stages of subversion are demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and normalization.
When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the process which is legitimate, overt, and open. You can see it with your own eyes. All you have to do, all American mass media has to do, is to unplug their bananas from their ears, open up their eyes, and they can see it. Only about 15% of time, money, and manpower is spent on espionage as such. The other 85% is a slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When the military boot crashes his, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. So the next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, it's what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not. Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Lenin has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot.
All right, how about that? Be lined up against the wall and shot. Several emails coming through during the broadcast. Europa is spelled E-U-R-O-P-A. And if you go to YouTube and look for The Final Battle, she's there. All right, so promise everybody everything, anything they want. California right now has just started giving out $500 checks to people that won't work. The Green New Deal by Alexandria Cortez, one of the most insane. I mean, she just blew $3 billion. Well, she blew no telling how much money for the state of New York, but she thought she was somehow saving $3 billion. I don't have time to go into that. She's totally an unhinged lunatic. That's what's running our country. Look, this immorality that's happened during our generation, I'm in my early 50s, okay, things is a long way from Leave It to Beaver, okay? This is not an organic change. It's not an incremental change. It's just not that society becomes more decadent. You could argue that to a certain extent, but it's not that. It's not that. This is an intentional. And if these people found this out, and all of us has watched these different documentaries and has listened to learned scholars that's pointed all this stuff out for decades, you know, for the love of God, Henry Ford was pointing this out in 1921. This is all being done by design. This is a vast conspiracy to destroy this country, and they're going by it just like checking the boxes off. And here we are. And if you look at what Stalin done to Russia, 3 Holodomors, 3 manufactured famines, the killing of some estimate 60 million people. You know, they trucked, and of course, they allowed him, Churchill and FDR allowed him to truck the German prisoners that was on the east side to die in Siberia. We intentionally killed the German. More Germans died after the war than during. We put Morgenthau in charge of the reconstruction. I'm here to tell you there's a thing called karma. There's a thing called karma. And the evil that this country has done. There's not a single war that I know of that I'm, you know, from World War One forward that I would be for. And I trust nothing that the news media or any government official in this country says. Isn't that sad? You're a citizen of this country. You're browbeat with all this propaganda endlessly from the time of your birth. You can't go anywhere without the Pledge of Allegiance or have to sing God Bless America. And you come to find out that this country has done nothing but lie to you, murder, rampage, cover up. I mean, the cover-ups that's come to light in this documentary about World War II is mind-numbing, mind-blowing. All right, we'll come back, talk about it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses. And God, I know you're out there that still believe the lie. We are talking about the documentary film Europa, The Final Battle. I've received quite a bit of email, and we will get to the phones next hour. I promise. People want to call in. Frank emailed and said that you can download this incredible documentary before it disappears. There's a link on Stormfront, stormfront.org. And apparently it's in the forum. It's also available for sale. It's $150. I think I am going to buy this. It is that incredible of a documentary. Next hour, when we do get to the phones, Earl in Texas, if you're listening, I'd love for you to call in and tell us a little bit about toward the end of this. And also, Mark in Philly, we didn't get to you last week. Always makes me feel bad. If you call in, I will absolutely get you on. We just had a lot of callers last week. Now, if you think about it, what happened this past week? You remember the Representative Omar, how she stepped in it because she dared to point out how much clout AIPAC has? Remember that? And here we are. We're talking about Europa, the final battle. And I'm here to tell you, I can't express into words all the information. And I'd like to just know the guys that done this. They put in some painstaking work to bring out all this information. And again, I fact-checked it the best I could. When they said this book was written by so-and-so, I checked to see, does that book exist? Yes, it does. A lot of them I knew it did, like Germany Must Perish, McCoffman, and what have you. It's interesting, Arthur Topham took that same book and just changed everything around Nazism to Zionism and Germany to Israel, and boy, he suffered some consequences up there in Canada, did he not? So Europa, the last battle, I'm sorry, I said the final battle, it's the last battle, I stand corrected, it's Europa, the last battle, and Frank from New York had that correct. Now, I was talking about Omar, right? Omar, remember what happened? Did you see this in the news? I bet you didn't. The House Republicans moved an amendment opposing anti-Semitism through the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday using an unusual parliamentary maneuver from the minority that rarely succeeds. It passed, wait for it, how much did it pass by? 424-0. The motion to recommit is rarely successful. Typically, it is a last-ditch effort by the minority party to make an amendment to another bill. In this case, Republicans offered an amendment to a House resolution against the U.S. supporting Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. The amendment declares that it is in the national security interest of the United States to combat anti-Semitism around the world. Democrats, embarrassed by the ongoing criticism of the anti-Semitic rhetoric of several members, including first-term Representative Ilhan Omar, felt no choice, but they had to agree. So this article, which is coming in from Breitbart, goes on to basically say that what happened with Omar led to this passing by overwhelming amount. Could it all be pre-planned? Could it all be intentional? Could it all be being done by design, including Donald Trump? Back in moments, I may stand corrected again. It must have been Ray in Cleveland. I thought Texas. I'm sorry. We're coming back top of the hour. I've got just a couple things to do. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.